The concert this weekend, in part, will be celebrating an important milestone for you, correct?
Yes, it will. The 20th anniversary of my being in Springfield as a choral conductor. I'm originally from the East Coast, near the Philadelphia area, where I was a singer for almost 24 years, and I sang solo work with orchestras in Philadelphia, New York, Washington. And I got more and more interested in conducting as time went on. I was talked into going to Temple University for my master's degree in conducting. My bachelor's degree had been in opera performance. I received my master's degree in conducting at Temple University, and I came to the University of Illinois in Urbana-Champaign to work on my doctorate in conducting here. And after my residency, I was offered a position here in Springfield with First Presbyterian Church and the Illinois Symphony Orchestra, where I remained for 12 years. And then 9 years ago, I accepted the podium with the Springfield Choral Society. When I first came, there were about 25 singers. We now have a roster of about 65 or 70. There are singers from all walks of life. I have some professionally trained singers who are a real blessing to me. They come and sing for free. And the others who audition are state workers and nurses and doctors and homemakers, and it's just a wonderful mix of people, and they eventually become a blend of voices. So we do repertoire from all periods, all styles. We've done music with orchestra, with chamber orchestra, with small ensembles. I want to emphasize that while this is a chorus of community singers, I've sent recordings of their performances to my conducting masters on the East Coast, and they have said that they feel this is about as close to a professional sound as they've heard in a long time from a generally non-professional chorus. And that's been a real thrill to me to see how my own career has developed, but also the way this chorus has developed.
For the concert this coming weekend, there will be a debut of some original compositions that are featuring your own poetry.
About 2 years ago, our World Library Publications published a book of some of my free poetry, which I had over the years begun to call Psalms, which is how the program got its title, Psalms from the Sanctuary. And the board of directors commissioned three composers to write music for our chorus to be premiered in this concert. And I'm thrilled with each of the three of them. They're all, each of different from the other, and all beautiful. Dale Rogers is here in town, and he wrote a piece that's almost painfully beautiful. So we're premiering those three works, and we're doing real psalms from the scripture of many other composers, Pittoni and Gabrielli, Handel, Viadana, and many other composers. And we are having a brass quartet who will be playing either in antiphonal music with us, that is, we have, it's a double choir, and the brass is one choir, and the singers are the other choir. And in other songs, the brass will be accompanying the singers as a unit, and we are going to have them play a couple of pieces of their own.
And so two of the composers whose work will be performed are local. Can you tell us a little bit about those two?
Yes. Dale Rogers is the music director. He's director of arts and literature and worship at Westminster Presbyterian Church. I'm sorry, I forget his real title. And he wrote the piece I just spoke of. And the second is a student of mine from Milligan. He's a senior this year. And when he found out we were doing this program, he had already bought a book of the poetry, and he asked if he could please write one of the pieces. And Milligan groups have already performed some of his music. He's a very talented young man. He'll graduate in May, so I got him just in time. And he wrote a piece on the last psalm in the book called O Holy Spirit. The third piece is what actually started the book. It's by Alan Hommerding, who is an extremely talented organist, composer, singer, who is from Chicago. I've known him for many years, but had not seen him for about 8 years. And I sent him an annual Christmas psalm, and he wrote back and wanted to know if he could set it to music. I said, sure. And he did, and he wrote, and he said he never finished it. And then we started talking about the psalms that I had written, which were not Christmas psalms. And I sent him about 10 of them, and he sent them to the first tier of editors, and then the next tier. And the next thing I knew, I had an email from him saying I was World Library Publications' newest author. So for this concert, he finished that composition, which he had begun, gosh, 5 years ago, called Rejoicing Ritornellos. And it's wonderful. It has bells and chorus, and it's just an amazing piece. All three of the pieces are pretty difficult, but the chorus has come to know them quite well.